We're doing a podcast. So hi, I'm Jason. As many of you know who just saw Eric and I play, we had a good time. It was fun. Thanks. Thanks for being here. I'm also a peer specialist. I've spent 25 years or so, maybe not quite, with a mental health diagnosis. Back in the music and the diagnosis sort of coincide and run side by side. So I thought I'd talk a little bit about how my recovery and my music run together, how my music was really a driving force in helping me get back on my feet and get back into life. I got a guitar when I was 8, and I didn't practice very much, but you know, I had a guitar and I played, and I practiced on and off over the years. In middle school, played some. Then when I got to college, it seemed to be the only thing that I really wanted to do was to learn how to play the guitar at that point. I immersed myself into Eric Clapton solos and Stevie Ray Vaughan solos and Jimi Hendrix music, and turned myself into a pretty good guitar player. Started writing songs. I was a rower. I was on the crew team. I stopped rowing. I stopped doing a lot of things. And when I graduated, I decided to leave the world of economics, that was my major, and I started a rock band. And that was sort of welcomed by, I was supported in doing so by people around me. They thought it was something a guy needed to do when he was young. I made it 6 months. We had a few gigs. I got a band together. We had some success, and people liked us and the songs. I was working. I was probably spending 12 hours a day writing songs and playing the guitar and playing with the band, and really had immersed myself into the music. And the first few gigs went pretty well, and then it was about 6 months after I graduated, and one day I walked into a convenience store, and all of a sudden I started hearing everyone in the store saying disparaging things about me. So I got home as quick as possible, didn't really know what was going on. I went back the next day, figured out that it wasn't really going on, but I needed to do something about this. So I called a family member, and this family member had been diagnosed earlier. Years earlier, 4 years earlier, and it was my first run-in with some peer support, actually. This family member said to me, "Isn't it interesting how, you know?" Because I said, I know it's not. It feels so real, but I know this is not really happening. And the family member said, "Isn't it interesting how part of you there's a dichotomy there. Part of you really feels that it's real, but part of you knows that it's not." And I feel like just that statement right there really helped me hold on to what was actually happening around me, and hold on to the stronger part of me that was aware of what was going on around me, rather than what my emotions were projecting. So Many psychiatrists later, I went back to work. I hated working in a finance department. I applied and got into Berklee Music College. I didn't have much support. I didn't get much support not that people weren't. My family was supportive. My treaters were supportive, but I felt it took a long time for me to really get the kind of support that I needed. Where, and as many of you know, the system used to be. I feel that there's a lot of excuses made for me. When things got hard, it wasn't because I had a drinking problem. It wasn't because things were just hard. It wasn't because it was because I was sick. And I feel that excuse got made too often, and too often by my treaters. It wasn't until much later where that stopped being the case. I think I stopped letting it be the case as well, in part because I followed the example of so many people around me, so many of my peers, eventually who were working full time and were living full lives, that I was unable to really to make the excuse that I was just too sick. So anyway, the music, I ended up dropping out of Berklee a couple times. I went back, things got hard, dropped out. I went to the coast of Oregon to meditate because I was tired of psychiatry. And I learned to meditate and exercise, eat healthy, and kind of went nowhere for a year, but I did learn to meditate and relax and learn some coping skills. Finally, I would say the real turnaround, I ended up down here in Boston in the year 2000, and I started playing music around Boston. I had a band. I had a job as doing peer work. I had a lot of good examples to follow, but I still feel like I did make progress with my life, and I made progress with my music, and I wrote a lot of songs and had some fun. But it wasn't until 2010, I think. When I tried cognitive behavioral therapy for the voices that I heard, that that my life started to turn around. That on top of working with peer specialists over at Advocates, none of the medicines I had ever tried had done anything for the voices I heard, because of the cognitive therapy, I don't hear them today at all. I rarely get depressed anymore. I don't drink anymore. I don't have the desire to drink anymore. Thank you. And I'm twice the musician, I'm twice the person, and twice the CPS. Because of it, but the approach until I took the human approach and stopped throwing every med in the book at my head, and tried the CBT and exercise and meditation, I really started to get better. And the music, you guys can be the judge of how it's going, but I'm pretty happy with the progress, and I don't know. I guess my, you know, my main point is when I looked at things from a human point of view, when the system my treaters stopped made excuses for me and that I was just sick and that's the way it was and things were too hard. That's really when and when I stopped drinking, that's when things really started getting better. And that's where I am today.
Yay!